Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Leroy Party Jr. L-E-R-O-Y-A-L. P like Paul, A-R-T-E-E Jr. Date of birth is 9-3-1989. Date of accident 10-10-2021. Date of service is 1-11-2022. History of presenting illness. Mr. Leroy Party is a victim of an automobile accident. He was initially seen on 11-3-2021. And he was found to be rear-ended by the rear passenger on the left side behind the driver. And in this accident, he suffered from no head injury, but pain in the back and the neck, with some radiculopathy to both buttocks, and pain was across the lower back, and moderately severe, along with some history of loss of memory, ringing in the ear, confusion, disorientation, forgetfulness, nightmares. And the patient was initially seen in Sinai Grace Hospital on the day of accident, provided with complete treatment. An MRI that was done initially showed a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5. And the MRI for lumbar spine was completely normal. However, he was found positive for a sacroiliac joint involvement, which was found tender, and the fiber test, Gunston test, were found positive. Currently, today, patient reports that his pain in the lower back is now completely healed, and pain in the neck is around 7. He denies any radiation to the arms, and his pain level is around 7 in throughout, and no pain in the shoulder, elbow, hands, or hip or knee is reported. 70% improvement in the pain is reported today with all the therapy and medications. ADLs that are affected are only walking ability 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Rest of them are not affected. A neurologist psych patient denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, or focus problem, balance problems. He has a mild issue with the weakness and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has only pain in the neck. The GI patient has only diarrhea, denies nausea, vomiting, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU patient, has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. And respiratory patient suffers from coughing, but denies any shortness, asthma, trouble breathing, chest. In last 30 days, patient reports that his pain level has remained the same. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization are reported. And substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 167 over 115, pulse ox 99, pulse is 115. The rest of the physical examination will be from the previous visit of 12-28-2021, dictation number 1229-010. With the following changes in the musculoskeletal examination, the cervical spine is the same, but only range of motion of the cervical spine for the lumbar spine is different. Please mention. The physical examination is from the previous visit of 12-28-2021, dictation number 1229-010. Please use that visit except for the modification to the musculoskeletal examination. No pain or tenderness is noticed in the lower back or even in the neck. And the sacroiliac spine are non-tender. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion 40, bilateral rotation is 50. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, and bilateral rotation 30. Maneuvers to reproduce and identify the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman's sign is negative, Sperling was positive, Lermit test positive, distraction test positive, Soto-Hall test negative, myelopathy sign absent. Thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test is negative, and Breger test negative, Kemp test negative, Budzinski sign negative, sacroiliac joint, bilateral celiac joints are bound and tender. The standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test negative, distraction test negative, fib test negative, gas test negative, central Bruch sign is negative. Hemolytic examination is within normal limit, use the template. Thank you. Diagnosis are the same plan of care. Is to provide the patient with surgical epidural steroid injection as a procedure to help him relieve the pain and avoid the surgery. It is based on the herniated disc that are identified on MRI and recently and C3-4 and C4-5. A lumbar spine MRI and sacroiliac joints are not involved, and at this time that is all needed. Thank you.